is your pre-match warm-up. As we look ahead to West Ham at Anfield this Wednesday night, you've got Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Mike Kearney, both in the studio with me. Adam Smith over Zoom. There won't be a caller for this one, so we will just power through. And Mike, before we get stuck into West Ham, we'll do maybe a little bit of reflection on the United game. And it felt like there was maybe a result like that in the post for Liverpool. No, they've been managing to get through games and just do enough to win them. But unfortunately, on Sunday, that stopped.
Yeah, look, I thought we might have been getting lucky and avoiding them things the way we, you know, picked the points up at Palace and Fulham. And ultimately, we just haven't really. We just banged our head against the wall against Man United for so long. It felt like in the ground anyway. I've only seen brief bits of highlights back that we just weren't learning from mistakes that we were making in play. We kept seeming willing to do it again and again and again with the mad balls in the box. And look, that happens when you're chasing goals, doesn't it? We've seen that happen plenty of time, but it's the specific type of ball, it was just looped in and felt like aimless, but it must have been what they were told to do, what they were working on a plan of, and it hasn't worked, has it? And it's a massive, massive disappointment that, you know, we could win there and then beat Arsenal next week sort of thing, and feel like, God, we haven't really got going this season yet, and yet we're still we could potentially 4 points clear to the top of the league, and that's not the case anymore. But, you know, you just got to sort of dust yourself down, haven't you? We are where we are, and we can still go and be clear at the top of the league as long as we do our business next week. But you're a little bit less confident of doing so now after seeing us struggle against what is an admittedly poor Man United side. I've not seen a poorer side. And they did what they had to do, essentially. They didn't come and get battered, didn't want that again, didn't really look like they were ever going to score. And we sort of didn't do our business, and that's all we can blame, really, is ourselves.
Just feels and like a massive missed opportunity for all the reasons that, you know, Mike's mentioned there. It probably is. I'm trying to think of a worse Manchester United team. Now, there may have been one or two, you know, going back a long time, but in terms of quality, it certainly felt like they were up there in terms of, you know, being one of the poorest versions of Manchester United that you've ever seen. And then with the context of what City go and do against Palace, he just felt like it was a real opportunity for this Liverpool team to put the foot down a bit.